And so once again, welcome to Chit Chat with Ex-Transgender Pastors. So as usual, most of you know me. I am Reverend Edmund Smith, the ex-transgender pastor. And today I have a very special guest. As you can see in the frame, Jessica Gill. It's someone I just got to know, actually. I was watching the latest episode in Middle Ground by Jubilee. You know, and I went there actually because, you know, Jessica, I'm a fan of Blair White. Been following her for many years. So she has been telling us the show is going to come up. She has been, you know, just announcing. So I was like, just anticipating the show. And when I was there and I saw you, I said, wow, such a pleasant person. You have such a beautiful, presence. Even though you didn't say so much in the show, I'm not sure how it was in the actual recording, but you were such a pleasant person. You were peaceful and I just love it. I told myself I need to reach out to her. I need to get to know her. So that's how I ended up reaching out to you. So Jessica, you know, can you just introduce yourself to the audience? Just tell us a little bit about you.
Okay. Well, yeah, we could talk about the podcast too, but yeah, I was nervous going in, but, my name is Jessica Gill. That's my full name. I'm 48 years old, going to be 49 here coming up at the beginning of the year. So I guess not looking forward to that, but Father Time has, you know, no remorse. He goes, you can't stop it. So.
Which part of the globe are you from? Can you tell us?
The southwest region of North America, so Arizona, Nevada, and I've lived in Colorado. When I lived in Colorado, that was when I pursued my athletic career for the most part. That's where I was competing in sports as a professional athlete. I was always involved in sports before I transitioned, obviously. Since I am a late transitioner, I've been on hormones for about 8 years now, I think. And like I said, I've always been athletic, but I was only professional, like paid to be athletic from say like the age of 26 till about 32. I retired from racing completely at 40. So now I ride not competitively, but in like, what do they call it? Grassroots leagues or just non-competitive, but okay. Nonetheless, competing still in sports.
So when you say you race and you ride, can you elaborate? What vehicle is that? Is that a car or bicycle?
My new race bike right there in the background, my motorcycle.
Wow, okay.
That's what I race. But when I was younger, growing up through all my life, I've ridden dirt bikes, so off-road. So I was a professional motocross racer for, you know, I think my professional career was only maybe 8 years, but I was, you know, I've been riding dirt bikes, racing all my life. So that's where I thought the Jubilee podcast was going, was hopefully we were going to talk about sports. And that was my goal because everybody knows me and I'm not that popular. Being on the show with Blair White has helped tremendously. I've always followed her and we've chatted a bit in the past, like through, you know, messengers, but you know, having her on the show was amazing. But like I said, I've always been a sports advocate for protecting women's sports against people like me.
Amazing, which is actually totally the opposite of what's happening today, you know, where women's spaces in sports arena is being, well, intruded by trans women, you know, and I think by the little research I did on you, you actually fight for women's rights instead of trans women's rights. So that's like, that's unique, you know, and that's like, wow, that's unbelievable. And I'm so proud of you for even doing that, you know. And can you like share with us how you ended up in that zone, you know, as a trans woman, how you ended up supporting women's rights instead of trans women's rights, as a lot of liberals are doing it today. How did that happen? I mean, can you share with us?
Yeah, of course. How did it start? That is a very good question. I guess just my athletic background and when I retired from motocross racing at 40, I picked up mountain biking because I had a severe crash that almost ended my life. I had 4 broken ribs, a punctured lung, a collapsed lung, broken shoulder blade, broken collarbone. I was a mess. I was 2 weeks in the trauma unit, and I retired from the motorsports side of things and picked up mountain biking. And so moving to Nevada, Las Vegas, I started, racing with mountain biking, and I had already transitioned at the time. And, I had female friends, and I just wanted to say too, throughout this conversation, anytime I say female or woman, I do mean biological. I don't feel I need to say that 3-letter word, starting with a C that I hate. I don't believe it should exist. So I am talking about biological females, women, adult human females, anything. If I am talking about a trans person, I will say trans. So, but off on that tangent, right. That's my rant for the day. I'm just kidding. I started racing, and all my female friends were like, "Hey, Jess, you should race in our group." And I'm like, maybe, maybe not. And I was like, no, I'll just race with the guys. And wasn't that big a deal. I mean, being on hormones, I get my butt kicked out there on the track. Like, I have nothing for those guys, Sorry. I hate even saying that because I don't want to give the liberals any ammunition as to why trans athletes should be competing in women's sports, So I try not to say that part too loud, but yeah, I don't do very well in the men's division, but I still have fun. It's still a challenge. And that's what sport's about, challenging. It's not about cheating. That's why they have rules. So I guess just watching the local mountain bike racing, and we didn't have anybody, 5-6 years ago doing this, what's going on right now in the women's sports division. So it wasn't a big deal, but it made me think with my girlfriends all asking me to race with them. And I was like, that's not fair. We practice riding, we practice the trails, and the girls would be like, so what's the difference now? I'm telling all my friends about what's it like to transition and taking these hormones and how it affects me. And, and they all like me, they all adore me, they're my friends. I don't really have a lot of trans friends. It's mostly biological women, that I hang out with. So, and the average is about 12%. There's a 12% strength difference between men and women, just flat. That's not even at the elite level. That's just an average, citizen level. So, knowing that, and then a lot of the girls that I ride with, they're 8 to 10 years younger than me. Some 40, almost 49, and they're in their low 40s, high 30s, and just I can out-pedal them up the hill all day. And, they're asking me to race with them. And I was like, this isn't right. And then it just started popping up on my Facebook feeds, my Instagram. The other trans athletes were like, hey, look at this award I won. And I was like, wait a minute, did you race in the girls class? Like, it just, and then when Leah Thomas thing, when that happened, I reached out to Riley first. I was one of the first people to touch base with her. And since our relationship has grown immensely. We can text each other the middle of the night. Doesn't matter. Monday, Tuesday, Saturday. It doesn't matter. I can ask her a question. She can ask me a question. And it's just, I got lucky being her friend because I reached out first immediately. I was like, hey girl, don't stand for this. Don't let the media get you down. Don't let anybody tell you you're doing the wrong thing. And ever since then, we've just been friends. And once, me and Riley kind of like start talking, we met here in Las Vegas a few times, and I took off from there.
I think it's vice versa. When you said that she got lucky, you got lucky getting to know her. I think it's vice versa. She's blessed to know you. And then she gets to see the other side, that not all trans people are the same, as Leah Thomas. So praise God for that. You mentioned that you transitioned on the later age. So how old were you when you began your transitioning?